There is still no news of two Pakistani Christians who were seized on a bus yesterday in the Pakistani city of Karachi. The vehicle was on its way to a Korean charity hospital in the city when it came under attack. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Procurator General of the Missionary Society of St. Columban, Father Robert McCulloch, who has worked for many years in Pakistan.
It seems another day and more news coming out of Pakistan. We hear about the seizure of two Christians, two South Korean Christians. First of all, just to get your thoughts on that.
It's happened in Karachi, it seems, a hospital, a charity hospital that was being run by Koreans. Why would it have happened? I think it's just the element of the reality of Karachi at the present time. I think it's important to realise that it's not simply Christians that are being targeted by violence and kidnappings. It's Sunnis, Shia, Ismaili, whatever it is. And unfortunately, Karachi is living in a climate of... People living in Karachi are living in a climate of fear at the present time. Unfortunately, perhaps... Knowing that Koreans were involved in this hospital, the possibility of international news, perhaps for ransom, whatever it might have been, perhaps that was the reason that they might have been targeting the people travelling towards that hospital in that sort of vehicle and finding Christians in there and not Koreans in there, as I believe it is. They've kidnapped whoever was in the vehicle as a possibility. Look, there's an enormous amount of robberies taking place in Karachi at the present time, and many people believe that behind these bank robberies is a system to fund fundamentalist terrorism, really. My personal opinion is that this sort of activity, this sort of fundamentalist violence, is not reflective of the heart and the mind of ordinary Pakistanis. And I've always said that we've got extremism, in so many other countries throughout the world, and to assume that that's the reality for the majority is really incorrect. The climate of fear that's in Karachi at the present time affects everyone. The city's changed. In many ways, the country's changed because... more and more people look over their shoulders rather than into the eyes of one another, if I can put it like that. I think what we've had has been an unfortunate gathering together of events, as I've said. A vehicle obviously going towards this hospital, known that it was a vehicle linked into that hospital, the opportunity to kidnap foreigners from their Koreans, newsworthy, money-worthy, and no Koreans in there, so they've kidnapped whoever was in the vehicle, Christians.
You talked about the situation, obviously, not just with Christians, but with Shiites and Sunnis, extremism, Christians also. Is the climate of extremism getting worse?
I think it is, unfortunately, simply because the levels of violence are increasing. What I think is needed in Pakistan is that the Muslim religious leaders in the mosques, in the imam baghs, they have simply got to say, this has to stop. At least in the Catholic Church, for instance, we have the Pope, you see, who would make statements about this. But unfortunately, it's not to be found in the Islamic environment of Pakistan. And... I think the voice needs to become louder and louder from the mosques on Friday that this must stop. It's got to come from every single mosque. Because I think that will start to represent more and more the majority feeling of Pakistan. Unfortunately, you do have mosques and madrasas, religious schools, which are run, and quite a number of them, run by fundamentalists, you see. And these were the people who unfortunately captured the attention after the murder of the governor of the Punjab and after the murder of the federal minister Shahbaz Bhatti, whose anniversary we commemorate on March 2. That horrible phenomenon that we had, that the murderers were being praised as soldiers of Islam by a minority. And what's needed more and more is that the majority need to stand and say, no, this must stop. This is not representative of Pakistan.
Is there a fear among Christians?
There's an enduring fear of what, not knowing what will happen the next day, unfortunately. But I can also say that I would say that amongst many people of the Ismaili community and the Shia community, that would be the same feeling, especially the Ismaili community, not knowing what will happen the next day, not knowing what is going to be planned. Pakistani Christians are very loyal to their country. This is home for us, they say. But what's happening is a misuse of religion to try and identify them as strangers in their own country. And this misuse of religion is just constant. And unfortunately, it's reinforced by the blasphemy laws, which were introduced by the military dictator Ziaul Haq, who I believe never ever represented the spirit or the mind or the heart of Pakistan or Pakistanis. But he introduced a misuse of Islam to support his own military dictatorship, and at that time introduced the blasphemy laws. And unfortunately, the blasphemy laws are still on the book, and they present an ever-present danger and threat to Christians. And let me say, they've also been used against Muslims, misused against Muslims. And the government has tried to repeal these laws. President Musharraf tried to repeal them. And I feel it was one of the reasons involved in his downfall. There are other foolish decisions that he made, but I think this was one of the issues that was involved in it. One of the good things that he stood for. You find then when the attempt is made to remove these iniquitous and unfair and unjust blasphemy laws, that you get fundamentalist preachers and uneducated preachers, imams, mulvis, teachers of Islam, standing up and speaking to the people, Islam is in danger because the blasphemy laws are going to be removed. The blasphemy laws are not there to protect the name of God and the name of his messengers. They're not put there to present to protect the holy books. They're put there on the statute books as a means of threatening Christians and other people.
So what is the government's response to all this?
Well, I would say you might be aware that just in the last few weeks, both I and a sister in Pakistan, an Irish sister, we've been awarded the Sitare-e-Qaidi Azam, the Star of the Qaidi Azam. For me, it was for services to, the citation was for services to education, health and interfaith relations. And for Sister Berkmans, who's from the west of Ireland, from Ballinar, for services to education and interfaith relations. I think that the government, specifically in these days, in these times, wanted to make a clear statement about the importance of what the Catholic Church, not the foreigners, but the whole reality of our Catholic Church is in the fabric of Pakistan. That the Catholic Church is not a stranger in Pakistan, that Christians are not a stranger in Pakistan. And an appreciation for the work that we do as Catholics, as Christians in Pakistan, motivated by the Holy Gospel. See, I've lived half my life in Pakistan. I feel more a Pakistani than I do Australian. And when people ask me, well, what's happening at home? I think, yes, I think they're talking about Pakistan here.
You talked there earlier about Shahbaz Bhatti, and you talked about his anniversary. Mm. 1 year on, how is he remembered 1 year on? What are the memories 1 year on?
He's remembered as a great man who, for his convictions, refused to remain quiet. He knew the threats were around, and he is regarded as a martyr. And I personally believe that he was martyred. He was killed because of his faith. Because of his faith. A good man. The administrator of the hospital that I'm connected with in Hyderabad in Pakistan is his nephew. I knew many of his relatives. And there's sadness, but there's pride that this man stood beside what he said, that he publicly stood beside what he said. And but honestly, what happened to him is the threat that many, many Pakistani Catholics and Christians have to endure. I've often said a hymn that we used to sing when I was a child and in the seminary, Faith of Our Fathers Living Still in Spite of Dungeon, Fire and Sword. We used to sing that and think maybe, well, that was back in those days, that was history. But it does describe in a very poetic way, symbolic way, the ever-present reality of being a Catholic, of being a Christian in Pakistan. And honestly, the faith of Pakistani Catholics, their ordinary lived faith, their enduring faith, is really very, very inspiring. And if they became a Muslim, their problems would be solved, but they remain firm in their faith.
Just one final question. Shahbaz Bhatti was a person who defended people like Asia Bibi, and I just wanted to ask you about her situation. Is there any news about her situation?
It's unchanged, and the judges actually are in a bind, because if they make decisions about this, whether in any level of the judiciary, they themselves end up being threatened. Like, for instance, the judge that brought down the guilty, that passed the sentence against the murderer of the governor of the Punjab, he and his family have had to flee because of threats to the Gulf states, get out of the country. Unfortunately, this heroic woman, simple heroic woman, is still in jail and suffering. It's one of the things that I find, walking around Rome, the reality of the first 300 years of the church in Rome is in many ways the reality of the church, the Catholic Church in Pakistan. And I'd just like to say that I think the government in Pakistan would really, really, really like to get back to the vision of the founder of Pakistan, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, the Qaidi Azam, where, yes, Pakistan was founded as a homeland for Muslims of the subcontinent, but he said, go to your mosques, go to your temples, go to your churches. You're all here. You're all equal. You're all Pakistani. Be Pakistani. And the government, I believe that the provincial governments, and I believe that certainly the provincial government in the Sindh, and certainly the federal government, I think would very much like to have that vision of Pakistan reinstated. But they have an uphill battle to fight against this spreading extremism, this spreading fundamentalism that's in the country.